I wanted to go see the movie, but Dad wouldn't let me. Even my friend from church gets to go.
That movie may not be bad to watch, but it also sounds like it wouldn't be good either. Your dad is just protecting you. I'm Zach, and you're tuned in to Keys for Kids. Thanks for listening today. Think of a time when you wanted to do something, but your mom and dad said that you couldn't. Maybe it wasn't a bad thing, but it wasn't a good thing either. Your parents don't want you to get hurt or to learn about certain things before you're ready, so they decide what you can and can't do. It doesn't always make sense or seem fair, but God commands you to obey them anyway. Just listen to Ephesians 6. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor your father and mother, so that it may go well with you and that you may enjoy long life on earth. And now our story is called Boundaries. Brendan and his friends drew a large chalk circle on the driveway. "What's that for?" asked Dad as he came out of the garage. "We're playing hide and seek," said Brendan, "and this is the safety zone. If we're found, we're safe if we can reach the safety zone before getting tagged." After a while, the kids began to leave, and Brendan ran over to his father. "Dad," he said, "everybody's going to Michael's house to watch a movie. Can I go too?" Dad asked Brendan a few questions about the movie they were going to watch, then shook his head. "But Dad," said Brendan, "what's wrong with it? Declan goes to our church and he gets to watch it." Dad thought for a moment. "The game you were playing can help me explain," he said. "Think of Satan as being it in your life. Your mother and I help protect you from him by drawing some boundaries. We set limits on what you can do. That's your safety zone. We include good things within your safety zone and leave things that are definitely bad outside the boundaries we set for you." "Like swearing and smoking and doing drugs?" asked Brendan. "Yes, those things are definitely not allowed in your safety zone. But between the very good and the very bad, there's a whole range of activities the Bible specifically doesn't talk about," explained Dad. "Mom and I consider them, and then at some point we draw a boundary line and say, this is as far as you can go." "And the movie the guys are going to watch is beyond my safety zone?" asked Brendan. "Then why does Declan get to see it?" "Other parents may draw boundaries at different points," said Dad. "Some things we consider poor choices may not be wrong, but we have to decide where the line is for us." "And Satan can't get me if I stay inside the boundaries you set?" asked Brendan. Dad smiled. "I wish that were true," he said, putting an arm around Brendan's shoulder as they went inside. "But boundaries can't keep him out entirely. He doesn't have as much freedom within the boundaries, but you need to depend on Jesus for complete protection from Satan." So how about you? Have you wondered why your parents won't let you do certain things? They're not trying to be mean to you. They know that Satan is a powerful force in the world, and God has given them the responsibility to set boundaries for your safety. Obey God by obeying your parents and staying inside your safety zone. Our key verse today, 1 Peter 5:8. "The devil walks around like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour." And our key thought, parents make rules to protect you. I was just thinking how life gets pretty busy sometimes, doesn't it? That's why you can take the Keys for Kids stories with you on the go with the Keys for Kids mobile app. So get your parents' help and search your app store for Keys for Kids. Well, I'm Zach, and thanks for taking some time today to listen to Keys for Kids. See you tomorrow.